So, what could we think of? What would you suggest we could apply here? Something that would be an unending, never ceasing activity that this might remind us of.
Prayer.
Good. Can you give us a verse, or can you take us a little farther down that road? What brings that to mind?
Maybe is it 1 Thessalonians chapter? Is it 5? Pray without ceasing.
Very good.
I don't know the verse.
1 Thessalonians 5, is it verse 18? Verse 17? Verse 18. Pray without ceasing. That's for the Christian. Anything else about prayer that we know that is going on without ceasing? Any thoughts? Who else is praying without ceasing? Lord Jesus. How do we know that? Alex?
Whoever lives to make intercession for us.
Good. Very good connection. You have a verse there for that?
I'm thinking.
All right, that's a good start. Who's got the verse for that? Where does it say that Christ ever lives to make intercession for us?
Hebrews, perhaps?
Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Okay, we're getting closer. Go ahead, take us there and see if we can find that. Who's got it?
Verse 25.
Very good. Somebody who's just said verse 25, go ahead and read that.
That was me.
That was Alex. Good. Go ahead and say it. Read it.
Whence also he is able to save completely those who approach by him to God, always living to intercede for them.
Very nice. So this is one very helpful connection to the altar of incense. I'm going to leave some space now for others to add on to this. But this is one of the things to see about the altar of incense. Again, this was not a sacrificial location, right? We don't see the sacrificial aspect of the work of Christ here at the altar of incense. It was not made of bronze, so it was not that hot, intense heat of judgment. It was a gold-covered altar once again. The acacia wood covered with gold, and this incense perpetually being offered. The prayer of Christ, the intercessory work of Christ, and the relationship also that we are invited to have through prayer. But let's develop that some with further thoughts.
In Revelation 5, verse 8, I'll just read that quickly. It says, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Mm-hmm. So there's this aspect of praise and worship.
Very nice.
Just if you look in Revelation chapter 8, there's another verse that's very similar. Looking on the seventh seal, but and we're not going to get into that. But just to read the verse, then another verse 3, and then another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. So just another verse that it's a different context, a different period of time. But we see that it the same thing holds true, whether it's in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, whether it's now, what we enjoy now, or in a time to come.
What else do you notice about the description of the altar or about the incense?
The four spices are of equal weight.
Yeah, so you have a thought on what that might represent or what
I just noticed
why that might be? Yes. You know you won't get away with that. Just give us one more thought.
If each of them speak of the various beauties of the Lord, he's equally beautiful in each, and he's not lacking. Sort of the thought of the meal offering that we had before us, the evenness of his character, and equally his beauties, who the Father knows so well, are perfectly balanced.
Very nice. Yep. What else about that? The incense or the altar?
One of the things about the incense, right, there was a very explicit instruction that it was to be unique for this purpose only. Mm. You weren't supposed to duplicate it, and it was to have no other purpose. And once again, the scripture jealously guards the work and the ministry of the Lord Jesus, as he is the great intercessor. There's another thought that comes to mind, and it's in one of our hymns. Thy name, blessed Lord, is as ointment poured forth. Mm. And then it says, the Father who only its excellent worth in fullness can prize. Mm-hmm. That God wanted this to be so unique and so special because this is something he delights in, something he wanted to have nothing else to compare to it. And so the beauties of Christ, the features of Christ. The other thing is, I think if I remember correctly, these spices, in order for them to be this way, they were crushed. Mm-hmm. And in order to be crushed, it tells us that it's the essence of Christ's beauties in person that stands in this office of intercession. To all our prayers and praises, the hymn writer says, he adds his sweet perfume. This is what God is enjoying here in the holy place.
Mm-hmm. Joe?
Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to add a little bit about that, about the uniqueness and holiness of such a combination. And it really speaks only of Christ. And this combination of spices is not to be replicated. And in a sense, as much as we are to be like Christ, we are different. He is unique. He is the Son of God. And even if we are to be like him, we will never be as he is. Mm. In a sense, we will be. So I'd like to make a little application before that. There's the verse that's sometimes misquoted, "Be holy, for I am holy," and we will never become as holy as he is, but we are to take on his likeness. We are to strive for that, even though we will never be as he is in that sense. But the other thing is, a lot of times we try to make application out of everything that we read in Scripture, and there's always something in it for me. And you know, even taking a study like this, a lot of it is really not about me or about any of us. It is about the beauties and perfections of the Lord Jesus. And if that doesn't move our hearts and sort of put the desire in us to be more like him and to simply admire his beauties, then we're really missing a whole lot. If we're always turning to the practical and turning to the practical epistles or sort of the milk, as young people, I think we take encouragement to give the Lord his place and leave it there where it belongs sometimes.